Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is the middle of Holy Week. We introduced last Sunday, Palm Sunday, and you can imagine what it must have been like on that original Palm Sunday, Jesus riding in on that colt while people were screaming, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And then now we've gotten a few days past that, and Tuesday, yesterday's Holy Day, would have been an extraordinary event. Jesus, the day before, had taught a lesson about a fig tree. And then Tuesday has come, and on Tuesday morning, the crowds come early to the temple to hear Jesus speak. And they must be wondering, will Jesus do anything today that would match the excitement of the previous days? I mean, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the big shots in the temple, they immediately approach Jesus on that Tuesday when he enters into his father's house, the temple, and they confront him about his actions on the previous day. Here's what the gospel writer Mark said. By what authority are you doing these things, those scribes and Pharisees had to say? By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things? Now, they're the ones who have authority over the temple. They have authority over the activities. They have authority over the Jewish people. Jesus could literally be arrested for his actions because he wasn't following their rules. But one of the things that gives me great comfort in our Savior is he never backed away from the pressure. In reply, Jesus turns the tables on these religious elite by promising to answer their question if they first answer his question. Now, can you imagine how this is going on? These are the people who consider themselves the brilliant, the bright, and the world's greatest. And Jesus says, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? You can read that in Mark chapter 11, verse 30. And the religious leaders, the big cogs in the synagogue, they're caught. They're unable to answer Jesus' simple question. If they were to say from heaven, then the obvious follow-up would be, then why don't the leaders believe in Jesus about whom John testified? If they're to retort from that and say from man, then they would incur the wrath of the common people who hold John in this highest esteem as a prophet sent from God. You remember John the Baptist, who said he has come and he's not worthy to tie the sandals of the one that would come behind him. But you see, after this humbling conversation, the Jewish leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Jesus follows up the question, the answer to which was in the case obvious to the crowds, with a series of parables. Now get this. So Jesus has humbled these Jewish leaders. He follows up with a question, the answer to which was in obvious to the crowds, with a series of parables. Jesus is telling them stories. The parable of the two sons in Matthew chapter 21 explicitly condemns the religious authorities for not believing John's message, while tax collectors and prostitutes, the most wicked kinds of people imaginable in that day, they believe and are entering the kingdom of God ahead of the supposed spiritual leaders, the big deal guys. This parable must have infuriated these dudes. But Jesus throws a little fuel on the fire with more parables that are directed against them. He tells of the story of the tenants. The disobedient, thieving, murdering tenants clearly represent the scribes, the priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. There's nothing subtle about Jesus on that Holy Tuesday telling of the parables. Watch this now. Jesus is clearly winning support and approval of the people while exposing the failure and the fraud and the hypocrisy of the ruling Jewish leadership. Listen to me, my friend. Today, what Jesus has done on the Holy Week, he has called out the fakers. He has called out all of the hypocrisy of man and said, this isn't about rules. This isn't about your thought. This isn't about what you think. This is purely about all Jesus. And that is, we put Jesus in the right position in our heart, then he will indeed control our heart for all that is righteous and all that is good. My friend, that's your goal today. Run from being the Pharisee, run from being the elite, and run into the arms of the Savior. And when you do, you will have found great peace. My friend, it is the middle of Holy Week. Don't miss communion online tomorrow night. We'll start at 6:30 at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. See you tomorrow.